Hey everybody, welcome back to the All Independent Renal Podcast. My name's Dave, thanks again for listening. This next episode is with a couple of guys in a band called People With Bodies. They're Phil Corbett and Kent Irwin. These guys have been around Reno in the local music scene here for quite some time, played with a bunch of different bands from Xenophobes to Deadly Gallows, Buster Blue. So you've probably seen them around. And they also have a couple of different projects, too, that I want to talk about. You should definitely check out Van Sounds Podcast. It's with Phil Corbett. Kent's helped out on it, too, but it's a great storytelling podcast. That is, it's amazing. Just check it out. It's like This American Life, like NPR kind of stories. It's very cool. Kent also has a blog that is with the same kind of genre of, you know, storytelling and with, you know, words and pictures. And that's howlsroad.com, howlsroad.com. You can check that out. It's I highly recommend it. Also, of course, check out People With Bodies. They have a new EP out on Bandcamp. If you go to peoplewithbodies.com. That's what it is. So check out their music there. They have a new EP with 4 songs, and you can pick up their cassette tape. We were listening to a little bit of their music just now, and they're going to be playing a show on the 28th of April at the Holland Project. So if you're listening to this around 2016 and not like in, you know, 10 years in the future or something, then go check out the show. Anyways, yeah, I don't know who'd be listening to this 10 years in the future, but... Anyways, here's the interview. Check it out. So I'm sitting here with Phil Corbett and Kent Irwin of People With Bodies right now in the garage. Thank you guys for coming down and hanging out and having a conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, this room's cool.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's a work in progress, you know, of course. But and you guys are with a band called People With Bodies. First, just like a little bit of your background, Phil. I know you've played in, like, other local bands around town before, like Buster Blue and that sort of thing, but yeah. How did you and Kent first meet up to start the People With Bodies project?
Yeah, so we've both been playing in bands around here for a really long time, since, like, middle school, and we were actually, I don't remember this really, but we were in, our first college class ever together, which was, like, Archaeology 101.
Right.
And we sat next to each other or behind, what, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, I vaguely knew who Kent was. It's like, he was playing in the Deadly Gallows at the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen them. Saw you guys a few times, like, the Reno Block Party. And
Yeah.
Totally.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And I actually did a write-up on his band, the Xenophobes, for, like, my first college, one of my first writing courses.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, who's in the Reno scene? And I did some research, and I found out that this band called the Xenophobes.
MySpace.com.
MySpace.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly. In the days of MySpace.
Yep.
Glory days. and I found the Xenophobes, and I did a write-up on him, and then for a while I was like, he was in the same class, so I'd like go to that class, and I was like, I think that's that guy from the band that I just wrote about.
Yeah.
I didn't know, and like, so we never even talked to each other, but we had this whole semester.
Yeah.
We literally sat next to each other, though.
Totally. And so, like, after that, and then I would say like a year or two later, I was still playing in the Xenophobes, Kent was playing in like a string, well, it was like the Bodines, and then Stabra Cadabra, then Actors Killed Lincoln.
It's all the same band.
The same band, just like...
To change their name a bunch of different times, so it's...
Oh, yeah, damn.
Actors Killed Lincoln.
I couldn't find a lot about you online, but I love Actors Killed Lincoln. I've seen all those bands at least one or two times.
Yeah,
and
so
the
that's his whole... That's like his whole thing is actors, and he still plays in Actors Killed Lincoln, so...
Okay.
Yeah, and so through those, all of those groupings and playing with the Deadly Gallows and Xenophobes playing with Actors Killed Lincoln and all of those, we just started hanging out. And then I actually had this idea in 2013 to start like a short-term band called Earthscraper. Mm-hmm. And so the whole idea was that it would be a band for 6 months, and we'd like put out, I think it was one album, play three shows, put out three films, and then break up. And I like got in touch with Kent. I was like, hey, you're like into this kind of, and the whole idea was like Western themed. And so it was kind of like, you know, Wild West sort of stuff. And I was like, hey, Kent, like, you're into this stuff. Let's just, you want to like play keyboards? He's like, I guess. And then he showed up and our guitarist didn't show up. So he's like, I guess I'll play guitar.
Because I don't play keyboards.
Totally. And so, yeah, that's like a really roundabout way of just saying. So we started this like short art project, like art band for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then it broke up. And then we didn't play in a band together for a couple years. And then started this project under a different name. And then eventually moved to like this incarnation, which feels like, I don't know, to me very final right now. Like, mm-hmm. It feels like what the two of us have been like working towards for a long time.
So the people with bodies, like everything's kind of coming together into more something that's not like a project band like that. But that's a cool concept though, because it's very fitting for like this area, like a westerny kind of feel. And
totally.
Where people with bodies sounds kind of to me like kind of like surf rocky, but
sure.
It's like experimental. I don't know how to describe it actually, but what would you guys say that you sound like? I know it's hard to ask bands like, what do you guys sound like? I think you guys kind of sound like surf rock, kind of, I don't know, not like Pavement, but sort of like Pavement.
Okay, yeah, we've got that before.
We definitely have the 90s thing.
90s mm-hmm. thing, yeah, 90s thing is there for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to let you field it.
Oh, no.
Let's just skip that question.
That's cool.
So you guys have played in different bands and projects around town for quite a while, so you've mm-hmm. definitely contributed a lot to the music scene and definitely love playing music, obviously.
Yeah.
And so are you guys from here originally, or did you guys move here and then start stuff? Or?
Well, we have like this interesting thing where like Phil hasn't lived in a city bigger than Reno before, and I've never lived in a city smaller than Reno, so we have like the opposite kind of perspective. He's from Gardnerville originally, and I'm from I'm from Reno, but then I moved to San Francisco and lived there for high school. So we kind of both have those like opposing perspectives on Reno.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we talk about it a lot. I mean, the whole that tape. I don't know, I'm pointing, it's like...
I left it in the living room.
Okay, totally.
Yeah, thanks again for bringing the tape, the People with Bodies tape, by the way, that you can get on Bandcamp right now.
Yep.
Plug.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that whole tape is like really about sense of place and kind of like where you live and how you feel like attached to where you are and that kind of stuff. And so like we're both approaching these songs, and we split all of the songwriting, and so we both like approach these ideas from like drastically different, like, I mean, pretty different perspectives. And I think we both like at some point I see myself living in like a small town, and I think at some point Kent sees himself living in like a big city, which is like a funny, we're like meeting in the middle in Reno right now.
Yeah.
So.
Is that kind of like the first track on the EP that's on Bandcamp, A Mirror, A Storm? Is that kind of what that's about?
Well, I wrote like that song like, well, I guess really you could say like the genesis of People with Bodies was in Peru. Because we're both kind of disillusioned with music and life. So we just went to Peru, basically. and so I wrote the song A Mirror, A Storm when we were on the lake, Lake Titicaca, and I was just sitting there.
Yeah.
Lake Titicaca.
I have to do the chuckle every time. The favorite lake of elementary school students.
It's not even like a genuine laugh from him anymore.
No, it's not anymore.
Anyway, we tell the story on stage.
My whole life is just a lie. I just laugh at it.
He's like, here is my chuckle for ha ha, it's Lake Titicaca. It is funny.
It's titty and caca, though.
I mean, just like laugh about it genuinely.
Okay, yeah, I will.
So you guys travel a lot, too, then, together. You guys are talking about going to Brazil sometime soon.
Right.
Totally. Yeah, and we'll break that story. So we're, like, we're going to tour Brazil. So
no shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We've been working really hard on booking, which is hard in another language, it turns out.
I'm sure. So well, you speak Spanish, because one of your tracks, yeah, on People's Bodies, is some of it's in Spanish. So.
Vaguely. Both of us kind of, like, can fake it. I can write and read-ish. And right. Kent can better than I. But definitely, like, Portuguese, no clue. So it's like I'm sending emails in English, and then also in, like, bad Google Translate.
Yeah, I sent some Google Translate emails, and that didn't go.
So we're working on it. We're working on it. But hopefully, I mean, we have the tickets down there, and so hopefully we could just get shows now.
Nice. Look out Peru for People with Bodies.
Yeah. Brazil.
Brazil. That's Brazil. No, yeah. No, totally. You guys went to Peru, and now you're
Peru already looked out. You know? Yeah, they didn't see us coming.
Yeah. So are you going to, like, send... I actually got a message about my podcast from Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we're listening to it in Sao Paulo, and I really like it. I'm like, wow, cool. That's crazy. Awesome. People are listening to you, so I'll let them know about it. It was some radio station, Jam FM.
Oh, wow. Cool. Totally.
Shout out to Jam FM in Sao Paulo.
Hell yeah. Yeah. If you need us to, like, deliver anything, like, we'll be there. That's where we fly into.
What do you mean, deliver anything? You're not mules or anything like that.
We'll cut it out.
All right. Well, and you guys have played a few shows around town. I know you guys were at the Spectre Records 1 year anniversary show with Flores and Alphabet Cult.
Yeah.
And let's see. And the next show you guys are going to be playing is on April 28th at the Holland Project, too.
Yeah.
With Bod and Pry.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be fun.
Which is going to be really fun. Yeah, we haven't played. We played three Holland shows in a row when we first started. So we played November, December, January in Holland. And then we haven't played there since January, like the beginning of January. So it'll be kind of our, going back to Holland, which I feel like is our, band home.
It's triumphant return.
Yeah. Well, because it's hard because it's like you don't want to be the band that only plays at Holland, but then you're like, where else are we going to?
Yeah, totally. Because we also don't want to be the band that only plays at, like, Jub Jubs or St. James. Or, like, you don't want to be the band that only plays at any place, you know?
Yeah, sure.
But Holland is definitely, like, very, like, friendly turf to us. So I feel like we fit there pretty well.
Well, and you guys have a couple other different projects besides just People with Bodies, too. You know, besides playing in all these different bands, because I ran into you, Phil, at a podcast workshop at Holland this last week.
Yeah.
Because I'm always trying to make the podcast better, of course, like everybody is. And,
totally.
You have an awesome podcast called Van Sounds, too. And it looks like it's been around since about 2014. There's about 25 episodes. I listened to a few of them, and I highly recommend the Dice. The Dice series.
Cool, yeah,
where
totally.
You roll the dice and then go to a different part of the state, or you just travel, like, when one was east and then two was north or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was like a 6-part series, and I highly recommend everybody to check that out. But how did you end up coming up with the concept of doing that and starting that?
Of all of Van Sounds or of the series specifically?
Just the Dice series, but the overall.
Totally.
2-part question.
Okay, so part one, the Dice series. I don't remember exactly how it came to mind, but I just had this idea that, it'd be cool to kind of make a game out of a road trip. Mm-hmm. And so originally the idea was to hitchhike and basically, like, subvert any control I had over, like, a travel situation. And so I was thinking, like, maybe if I roll dice or flip a coin, like, I'll end up somewhere that I wouldn't have ended up otherwise. And so we ended up doing it as a road trip instead, but it was still that same idea, like, we're going to roll dice and then just see where it makes us drive. And so, yeah, like you said, it was like one was east, two was south, three was west, four was north. I'm pretty sure maybe something like that.
And then five was like go to the nearest border, and six was something else.
Yeah,
I would love to just
put.
Do that in general. Like totally, anybody just to take a road trip like that have.
Because it would each one would be different.
Exactly, and I highly recommend it. Like, it was so fun because we would wake up and, like, I was with a radio partner, with a friend, I guess. He wasn't even doing radio. But we'd just roll it and be like, all right, now we're going east. And then so you just look at the map and you're like, well, I guess we'll just drive until we get tired. And then you just drive and then you get tired and you stop. And, like, it was a really cool way to find all of these things that I didn't know existed and to find roads I had never been on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was how that came about. And, I mean, it kind of worked out in saying that I found stuff I wouldn't have found otherwise. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and then threw in, like, the one of the parts of the episodes was thrown in, like, David Dondero's song in there that just exemplifies, like, the trip that you were on and kind of, like, mirroring, like, whatever his trip was on.
Yeah,
that,
for sure.
God, I forget the name of the song, but...
Laying Low in Ely, Nevada.
Yeah, yeah.
He writes very hyper-specific to situation and place songs, too.
Which is something we're very, I think, inspired with, as we were saying, people with bodies being very blunt and straightforward. He's one of my biggest songwriting, you know...
Influences. I saw him one time at Holland Project.
Okay, yeah.
Not the most recent time they played, but before that.
Totally.
Got to talk to him for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a really interesting dude.
Absolutely.
Really, really cool and a really incredible songwriter. I mean, his songs just absolutely do it for me in every way.
Yeah.
So I was like, it was cool to be able to include that in the series, and I included a lot about William Least Heat Moon, who's like a author that wrote Blue Highways, a similar idea, you know, just driving around and just seeing what you find, like In Search of Small Town America, I think was his like byline of Blue Highways.
Well, I think that's what your podcast Van Sounds kind of does. It just encompasses like a traveling feel. Like one of the other ones was about the hip hop scene in Ely, Nevada, which I had no idea ever existed, but it was incredibly interesting to find that out and listen to it.
Totally, yeah.
And the stories that you like the people had the local people in Ely had talked about, like how small town life is here, and you know the experiences that they go through. I don't want to give too much away. Just go check it out for sure. Everybody that's
cool.
listening.
Yeah, totally.
And you have another podcast where you interview bands, Infrequency podcasts, which are very infrequent episodes,
exactly,
too.
Yeah. which is the only reason. I mean, I brought it to Clark at the time when he was still the music director at Holland. And I had this idea. I was like, I want to do a music podcast and I want to do this. And he wrote me, he's like, you know what, like, I've seen this kind of thing happen before, and if you do it too often, you're going to drive yourself insane. And I was like, okay. And he's like, so you just, like, come up with a cool name and just do it, like, every now and then. Mm-hmm. And so he, like, really came up with that entire idea. And I was like, oh, no, I'll do it once a month. And then sure enough, like, I'm doing Van Sounds, I'm doing People with Bodies, I have a job, mm-hmm. doing, like, all this stuff. And so it actually happens infrequently, and that just, like, you know, that was, like, the whole part of the branding was like, oh, I'll just do this every now and then, and then it...
Yeah, whenever I feel like it.
Totally.
Like, all right, we'll do one episode with... and you've had the City Wolves on there, Spike McGuire.
Totally.
A few other ones I can't...
Yeah, the Reno Sessions guys and Elspeth Summers. So kind of like a good span of, you know, types in the scene, which is, it's really cool to be able to, like, sit down with new people and just talk about the scene from, like, totally different perspectives. Like, Spike McGuire and City Wolves have vastly different experiences of the music scene, which is
for sure
really cool to hear both of their takes. And I'm sure you get that here a lot, too.
I do, definitely, yeah. Because I interview not just local bands, but touring bands.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, if you definitely get a, you know, different perspective.
Yeah,
like,
a good, like cross-section, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Kent, you also have another, project too called HowlsRoad.com. Explain a little bit about what that is.
That's just the opposite of Infrequency, where I decided that
it's all the time, every single day.
Every week.
Every week.
Weekly updates.
Weekly updates is one of my tags. And that was just because, you know, I mean, they always say that if you're a writer, you're not a writer unless you write, you know, I've heard that a lot. And then it's also the fact that, like, I do write a lot, but I don't have anyone reading it and commenting on it and interacting with it. So I was just like, I need to write in a context where people can read it and talk about it with me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really rewarding.
Well, we were talking a little bit about it just a second ago before we started recording, where you create these characters and these like this, I don't know, these stories about them, and it's very like kind of existential, kind of broad thinking, and it's really cool. It's like very good photography. Do you do all the photography for it as well?
Or? For the most part, yeah. Sometimes I'll like rip something off of Google.
Yeah.
Trade secret. No, but most of them are, yeah, my photographs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And then for the narrators, it's like I consider them kind of just be like different parts of my personality, I guess. I mean, maybe that sounds a little cheesy, but like this Arthur Howells character is somebody that I've been trying to build up. Actually, in our last band, before it was People with Bodies, it was called Martin Howells Corbett. And it was Arthur Howells was the character, I guess, that I was playing. But I wasn't even really playing a character on stage. I was just kind of being me. And so I was like, okay, so this Arthur Howells guy isn't like a far-off version of me where, he's not like a Ziggy Stardust kind of guy where I dress up as him. He has to, encompass some other kind of part of me. So, I don't know. And so I kind of came up with this idea that he's, immortal. He doesn't die. And that he's been around for a long time.
Just wandering the desert.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or just kind of generally traveling around and just trying to get a more wider, timeless perspective on things rather than just kind of a limited personal thing.
That's cool. And both your projects kind of mirror each other in a way, the Van Sounds and Howell's Road, where a lot of it's about the desert and Nevada and traveling and finding yourself and searching for yourself and that sort of thing.
And I think a lot of that has to do just with our sensibilities and the fact, between the band and then frequently Kent will be a contributor on Van Sounds. So that's a very specific crossover.
It's very incestuous.
Yeah.
Both of the projects are.
Totally. Both the projects really live together, and also People with Bodies, where it's I guess we're creative partners in a lot of ways, where we create a lot of different things together, and then they all just kind of end up in their different, buckets. There's the Howells Road bucket.
It's like a pizza, I'm can I have that piece? Because that happened to us in Ely,
totally.
We this guy over there, we're talking to, there was this guy in the corner of the bar, and he was drumming, he was air drumming in front of a computer, and he's just really animated, air drumming, but he also had this weird cast on, and so one of the hands had his drumstick, but the other one was just his cast, and so he was just playing drums, and this lady's we're talking about the guy with the bartender, and she was that guy was this huge drummer, he drummed for every band around, and one day he just fell outside and got his hand, dipped his hand in some water, and it was freezing. And by the time
negative
he got
-40,
ouch. Went home, and it was his whole hand was black apparently, when he got home, and so they had to take his whole hand out.
Yeah, they amputated all of his fingers.
Holy shit, it's like Snowpiercer style kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie, The Snowpiercer?
They
stick his hand out.
Exactly, exactly. So it's essentially like that.
Ouch.
And, so then he had to take off all his fingers, but he's a drummer, and so he was still trying to figure out how to do it. And so I'm like, okay, we got to interview this guy for sure.
And so Kent went over and grabbed him and was like, hey, can we interview you? And he was like, sure, whatever. And then he came back, he's like, you grab your recorder. And so I got my recorder. Mm-hmm. And then we interviewed him, and it kind of, that was when we were doing the hip-hop scene story.
All
right. And so it was I was originally going to have it in there, and then Kent was like, but, I want it for my blog. Can I use it? I want it for my article. And I was like, yeah, I'll use it later. And so
neither of us ended up using it.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's very much, I think that happens a lot, where it's kind of, cooperative, I guess.
Can we have the last slice of pizza kind of thing?
Yeah. And then sometimes both of us, have it.
Yeah. So you guys kind
of
play off each other with the band and the podcast. And
totally.
The blog and stuff like that, too.
And that with,
you guys are busy as shit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Way too busy. And that's what, with Van Sounds, kind of going back to part two of that question from, 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, to, digress.
Totally.
You know, but, yeah.
The second, the second part of that question was, how did Van Sounds, come to be?
Sure.
And I was touring. I had just joined Buster Blue as their, temporary fill-in drummer guy. Because Jay, got married, and I think, I don't know if he had a kid yet, but he was having a kid, and so he was like, I gotta have a real life and be a real person now.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm neither of those. Let's I'll be the drummer. And so I went on tour with them, and I had just bought this exact mic that is hanging right here.
The Yeti Pro mic.
Yep. And was just like, you know what? I'm just going to make this a podcast. I'm going to make a tour podcast. And so I started Van Sounds specifically as a Buster Blue, like, I'm on tour with this band podcast, to give me, like, a creative outlet, since I was just, you know, the drummer, like, the lowly drummer. Yeah. I was like, I need a creative outlet. I'll do the Van Sounds thing. And then afterwards, after that tour, the band sort of, like, dissipated, and I was like, you know what? I just want to do this forever. And that was when we both went to Peru, and it all kind of started that way. So to, like, further muddy all of those connections, like, the Van Sounds and Howl's Road also play into, like, those also, like, take stuff from the band as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of crossover.
Well, what other, to plug other, you know, creative people here in Reno, what other bands do you guys like? What else, you know, who else have you played with that you like? And
yeah.
Totally.
Just who do you like their sound and that sort of thing?
So, City Wolves has been, like, really close friends of ours for the whole duration of the band. And even though I don't think we don't fit well, like, genre-wise necessarily, I think we fit really well sensibility-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just really cool dudes. I really like what they're doing lately.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. They evolve every time that you see them and all that stuff like that. They've changed a lot since the first time.
Yeah, totally, really important, too.
Yeah, so in a really interesting ways. And then there's also Skinwalkers, who are kind of the same way.
Yeah.
Where genre-wise, not quite like us, but we play with them and it just feels right.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Couple others. Yeah, Post-War is another one.
I like Post-War. I've seen them. I haven't got a chance to see City Wolves or Skinwalkers yet, but
yeah.
I will very soon.
Cool,
so,
definitely. Yeah, they have, I mean, both of them just have really high-energy shows that are really just fun to see.
Yeah, Post-War, too. Saw them at, what is it called now? Ampersand or Monolith?
Something like that.
It is Monolith now. Okay.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, it's Monolith.
One of the Whiskey 7 before that.
7 Tea House. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So you saw them, and what'd you think?
I like them, yeah. I've seen them there, and I've seen them at Jub Jub's before. They played with Seas and Centuries,
which
was the headlining band for the night.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, they're some of the most amazing musicians that you'll ever see.
Post-War.
Yeah,
they're really tight.
You watch any one of the band members do something, and just you can focus on that person for
the whole show.
And have a good time.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, and the scene has definitely gotten a lot better. Or the scene, the music, the bands that are coming out of Reno have definitely progressed and gotten a lot better over the years. Because I grew up here too, so
totally.
I've known, you know, a lot of bands and seen a lot of local bands over the years, and even the venues that are playing nowadays, like the Holland Project.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
Absolutely.
The new place, The Saint, that's opening up.
Right.
Jub Jub's, which a long time ago used to be Stoney's, if you guys remember that.
Totally.
Yeah.
I do.
And they even had shows at, there was like that indoor skate park thing off of Keystone, where they had a lot of skate punk type of bands and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I remember that too, yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this a little bit. I think it's really interesting that, and I'm sure you've seen this too, where like a bunch of bands move like to Portland or Seattle or something. You know?
It's either Portland, Seattle, or Boise, or San Francisco.
Yeah, and like the scene, like the scene will be going pretty well, then all of the really talented people like move away.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, again? You know, it's like you go back to square one, and then it takes like 3-5 years, sometimes shorter, to like grow back to where it was, and then that happens again. And every time it's a little bit bigger.
Mm.
And I think we kind of just went through a similar thing, like last summer.
Yeah.
A lot of really talented people just moved and left. And somehow, though, and I think this was like a testament to Reno's growth in the music scene right now, is that we weren't totally deflated and dead. Like, I think, like, Up Is the Down Is the, who was our previous bandmate, Andy Martin.
Right, yeah.
Who is incredible, really, really great stuff.
Big fan of his work.
Totally.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and so that's, like, he left the band and moved to Boise. Let's see, who else?
Brian.
Spitting Image. Yeah, Brian
Jones
left. Totally.
From
Spitting Image left. Ty from My Flag Is on Fire left.
Yeah.
Nick and Jacob
from Surf Curse and all of their projects. Like, all of these really talented people moved away, and suddenly, like, we looked around, and there's still great music here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, my God, we're, like, we did it. Like, this is how a music scene works. Yeah, because, like, in Seattle or Portland, people do move, and it's not that, you know, they retain everybody. It's just that they have a good enough turnaround that they still have good bands there. And I feel like we've reached that at this point, because there are multiple bands that are playing. Elephant Rifle is another one. Sure. It's like, and there's so many, and there's incredible, like, we talked about Spike McGuire earlier in the folk scene, and there's Josiah Knight, who's another one I really, really like.
Josiah Knight's excellent, yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different people in different scenes that are still holding it down, even though some of the good ones left. Like, there's still good ones left over,
which my is roommate, really cool. My roommate Todd, too, goes under the name T. Hayes.
T. Hayes.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I haven't, no. I'll have to check him out.
He's excellent. He does some really good stuff. Electronic, mostly, samples stuff, and it's great.
Yeah.
He also, his live set is really amazing. I won't say too much about it, but he plays drums and...
And samples stuff.
Samples stuff, video-wise.
All live, and he does really cool video. Yeah. There's like... Now that I'm just trying to list off all of these bands, I'm thinking of so many people that are doing cool stuff. And it's, I mean, we're going to leave people out, which is... Like, sorry for to those people, but that's, like, incredible that there are people to leave out right now.
Well, that's one of the things that I was talking about with Ford Curl and David Ware of the Reno Sessions, is that there is so many people trying to contribute to the local scene here to make it better, to make, you know, Reno more well-known so that, you know, we have not only just a big art scene, but a big music scene, and creating the community of people just to put our name on the map. But also, if you live here, you're going to have an awesome time most of the time. You're gonna be able to go to see a great show at any of the venues in town. And, you know, with new venues opening up, it's fantastic. So, you know, if there's people out there listening that are wanting to open a venue or start a band, do it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, the more the better, no doubt.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for chatting with me and... Well, us all chatting together and that sort of thing. And I wish you guys the best and looking forward to your shows coming up and popping that tape in my cassette and listening to that.
Cool. So, tell us what you think. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody be sure to check out People With Bodies. So, all right, see ya.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Another episode of All Independent Reno Podcast. Big thanks again to Phil Corbett and Kent Irwin for coming down and talking to me about their project, People With Bodies, as well as Van Sounds Podcast. You can find that on iTunes and subscribe so you can always keep up with the newest episodes. Also, check out their band People With Bodies at peoplewithbodies.bandcamp.com is the website. And howlsroad.com, which is Kent Irwin's blog post that he has. Go check that out. A lot of stuff to check out, but it's all really cool stuff. I recommend it. And next time, we're going to have another band, another local band. Not sure who yet. We'll see. So stay tuned to that. Until then, this is Dave with All Independent Reno Podcast. And one more thing before I go, check out People With Bodies show on April 28th at the Holland Project 2016. If I didn't already say that. If I already said that, disregard that. And still go. Okay. Anyways, thanks again for listening, everybody. Tell everybody about the podcast and have a good day. Talk to you soon. Bye. Estados Unidos hay mucho miedo.